USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The Treasury Department is warning the U.S. could now run out of cash to pay its bills by June 5th if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a letter this afternoon. The California Republican said a major sticking point is social benefits programs.
Overwhelmingly, America supports work requirements.
The Republicans want the requirements while the Democrats oppose the increased work demands for the benefits. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is optimistic about air travel this holiday weekend.
This is a big stress test of the system. We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He said officials are keeping an eye on some possible severe weather and whether or not the system is now able to handle issues caused by it. Buttigieg praised airlines for hiring more staff and coming up with more realistic schedules after last year saw major issues with delays and cancellations. Another IRS whistleblower has come forward to testify about corruption at the highest levels of government.
Whistleblower IRS agent Gary Shapley will testify before the House Ways and Means Committee behind closed doors today on corruption at the Internal Revenue Service being directed by the Department of Justice. Shapley on CBS News This Week.
When I took control of this particular investigation, I immediately saw it, you know, was way outside the norm of what I've experienced in the past. There was multiple steps that were slow walked at the direction of the Department of Justice.
Had you ever encountered that before?
I have not, no.
I'm Lance Pry.
Memorial Day cookouts are going to cost more this year with inflation. The Bureau of Labor reports things like hot dogs, potato chips, and hamburger buns will cost more compared to 2022. Even items like condiments and spices are up. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An increasing number of Americans are pessimistic about retirement. A Gallup poll showed that 43% of those who have yet to retire expect they'll live comfortably when they do retire. That's 5 points down from last year and lowest in over a decade. The one-year anniversary of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas has come and gone, but work to preserve the memories continues. The town's library is archiving and preserving all the messages of support that have come in from all around the world. The pandemic is in the past, and it appears so are QR codes at restaurants.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now?
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
They go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to compare different items, they want to look at the ingredients that they're about to eat.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus, flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices. I'm Richard Johnson.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. Dave Collins, USA News.
Did you hear about Kitty Carr? When the iconic St. John sisters, three young and wealthy black women, unexpectedly inherit a massive fortune from silver screen icon Kitty Carr, Hollywood whispers and a brewing scandal develop. And as news of their windfall spreads and threatens their glamorous family image, the sisters are forced to confront the roots of their fame head on. This page-turning novel by Crystal Smith-Paul will keep you talking all summer. Did you hear about Kitty Carr? Available wherever books are sold.